Ann Arbor City Council is expected to spend some of their work session next week looking into the Downtown Development Authority's finances. Councilmember Stephen Councilman asked for the proposed ordinance amendments to be postponed so they can get more answers from DDA officials. Councilman says the work session will offer everyone a chance to get a better understanding of how the city and DDA work.
An opportunity for the council to have a little more interaction with the DDA staff and with our own staff to have a greater understanding of the role between the city and the DDA. And I think that's an important distinction right now. They are still a part of the city, and but also to, understand what the TIF is and how much money we're talking about.
Councilman says the changes would limit the growth of tax increment financing revenues the DDA can collect, but not reduce the amount of money the DDA is currently collecting, so it wouldn't impact their budget. Mayor John Hiefcha, however, says reducing the TIF revenues the DDA collects could lead to a reduction in the city's general fund if the city lost some grants from the authority. Councilmember Sally Hart Peterson also announced next month she will propose a new task force to review the DDA. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.